Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. I hope everybody can hear me. This is Arlene Reed. I am the chair, the current chair of the West Fresno Democratic Club, and I want to welcome you to tonight's show. We have had some difficulty logging on, but I hope all of you can hear me. And I want to welcome you to tonight's show. We're running a little late. We had some technical difficulties, but we're here now, and we're going to try to be here for the next hour. I hope I've got Reverend Harris on the line with me. I'm not sure if we do. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. Well, one of the things we want to talk about is why voting doesn't matter, doesn't make a difference. But my favorite thing is to say that everything is political. And to that end, I want to talk just for a minute about the Fresno Unified School District Board of Trustees that was held last night, because this was a very unique event for a board of this type. For those of you who are not familiar with what has happened in Fresno, California, at Bullard High School, we have a trustee. His name is Terry Sladek, and he is the school board trustee for Area 2, I believe it is. That's the Bullard High School area. In the last 6 to 7 months, this man has harassed a black Army recruiter on campus. He has threatened the assistant wrestling coach with job loss. He has assaulted a special needs student on campus after a verbal exchange. And last but not least, he threatened and intimidated a group of cheerleaders with no parents present about a blackface incident that went viral on the internet. And to that end, we have had a lot of parents, a lot of community members, a lot of activists who are upset by this, and understandably so, because what this man is doing is promoting an environment of hate. So last night, I understand there are 6 school board members, trustees, and 5 of the 6 voted to censor Terry Sladek. And it is my understanding that the recall effort is underway to take him off the school board. Now, according to Reverend Harris, you helped me out with this. I believe that the school district has already spent $100,000 dealing with legal fees for this man.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, there was $100,000 spent in legal fees right now for the attorneys dealing with this case at this time.
Wow. Now, folks, for those of you who don't know Terry Sladek, he is a former Marine. I guess he was a sergeant major in the Marines. He likes to be called by his former military title. And I'm assuming, I don't know the man, I just know his reputation and the words that he has said, spoken publicly, that this, to me, seems a form of intimidation to people who, you know, are unfamiliar with his ways and means and things like that. So there is a recall effort in full swing, and it just so happened that part of my duties as being the president, the chairperson of the West Fresno Democratic Club, is to attend the Fresno Democratic Central Committee meetings, and I was there last night. And it was brought up that, you know, people might not understand how difficult a recall effort is. Well, my question is this: how much are you willing to pay? How far are you willing to go for the safety of your children and for the staff people of Fresno Unified School District? This is very, very serious what we're talking about here. And, you know, it should not be lost on anybody that the cheerleaders that this man tried to intimidate all stem from a blackface issue and the use of the N-word. And so now, because of that, you have got black people mixed into this stew of bad behavior from this man. You have black parents who were not notified that their children were addressed. You have one black parent whose child was the target of the initial video that was sent. And worst of the worst to me as an individual is the fact that this young lady, this cheerleader, this young white cheerleader, suffered no consequences whatsoever for her behavior. So how is this child or any other child supposed to learn what is inappropriate culturally to do when the adults are not even acknowledging that something has gone amiss? So, Reverend Harris, I want to get your thoughts on where we should go from now, because you are somebody who is familiar with the recall process. Could you talk a little bit about that, please? Okay, maybe not. All right, so.
Yeah, real quick. I heard y'all was kind of slow coming in. The problem that we have right now here, not just in America, but Mississippi, Fresno, is that we still have a lot of white supremacy, white privilege that's going on here in the city, especially in our local government. If you're white, you're right. If you're black, go sit in the back. And that's just how the ideology of what's going on here in Fresno. When we have, you know, Bullard High School has always been a school of a lot of racial issues. I remember when Edison, back in 83, 84, 85, when over at McLean Stadium, I remember as a little kid, not that I'm old, but a little kid, that when the football, when Edison beat Bullard, you know, the white boys were mad. They was upset.
Right.
You know, and as you go across the football field, you know, Bullard, you know, swung on one of the Edison buttons, and it was on and cracking. And so then it went from the football field to the parking lot. And then from the parking lot all around the stadium. And so Bullard history historically has always been a community that has never – because, see, when we had to do busing out of West Fresno because the city never or the school district never built a middle school, we had to bus our children to white communities, knowing that white communities did not want black children over there in the first place. And so, you know, throughout the time of history in Fresno, the tension has really, you know, at a boiling point right now, where now you have the descendants of children from those folks who were possibly children at that time in early 80s. Could be grandparents right now still teaching that racist ideology. So now you got a little white girl who's painting her face black, and she thinks it's okay. And then now you have all this stuff that's going on out at Bullard. You know, but here's the bigger question I have. Where's all of the so-called civil rights groups? Where's the NAACP? They quiet as a church mouse. Where's the black pastors at? Well, I heard Cornette St. Resi spoke at the school. Okay, great. Well, I'm talking about on a mass level, okay? And this is why, you know, Fresno right now, when it comes to black people, you know, if I could move all my black people out of here, I would, because there's nothing here for them. You know, the housing that grows, you know, here in this city, they'd be taken care of. But those of us who are conscious, progressive, we look down upon. So, you know, there's really nothing that we can do to this board member is that the Bullard High School community has to recall him. You know, the board can censor him, but he's not going to step down. He's laughing while people are talking,
he's
you know, giving
that
public testimony. So we're just at a time right now where black people are going to have some backbone. Where are the black men at?
right.
Where the black? How come I don't see a dozen of black men over there? You know, going up up to Bullard and up to the school board. So we're just at a boiling point right now. So this is nothing new in Mississippi, Fresno.
Well said, Rev. And I want to give the call-in number. I hope I have this right. It's 563-999-3490. So that's 563-999-3490. And I'm glad you framed it like that, Rev. I was going to I think I'm going to shuffle up my talking points and get to the third one that I was going to make there. But since you brought up white supremacy and white nationalism, I'm going to jump to that one, because if we understand our history about white nationalism in this country with the KKK and the neo-Nazi and the new ones with Proud Boys and groups like this, and you frame it against what we know as black nationalism, which is all about pride, racial pride, self-defense, cultural expansion, that type of thing. So if you hold those two things up, white nationalism and black nationalism and pride, you get two opposite poles. You know, and people need to understand what this is. I did a little bit of research right before the show started, and even though the FBI understands that domestic terrorism is an issue, only 20% of their FBI counterterrorism field agents are focused on domestic probes. Now, I want to know why that is. You know, if we can't be safe in the country where we're paying taxes, what is that? And we now have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all these platforms where these groups go to hide. Like 8chan has been shut down. The guy who formed that platform shut it down because he's gotten all this bad press about these hate groups. So then, and I'm not sure what's going on with 4chan, but now we have an environment, everybody, where right-wing, conservative, alt-right people, this is a global issue now. So I asked you, where is a safe place for us and for our children? And so when Reverend Harris frames the question, where are the black men, where are the black ministers, where are the black activists, I ask the same thing. And he is not wrong when he points out that in Fresno, if you are a moderate, conservative black person, you are going to be taken care of, so to speak. I'm using air quotes, although y'all can't see me. And if you're progressive, that's just not happening for you. Rev, I don't know if you can see it, but it looks like we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and take this. It's 9262. Are you there? Let me see if I can get this person on. 9262?
Hi, how you
Hello,
doing?
Hello, 9262. I'm good. Hey. Go ahead. You're on Blog Talk Radio with Aline and Reverend Harris. Go for it.
Yes. You stated that black conservatives would be safe when all these right wing terrorism is going on, correct?
Say that again, because I'm not sure that I followed your first part of your statement, your question.
You said something about black conservatives. I just wanted to hear you correctly. That's all.
Oh, okay. I was saying that if you're a black moderate or a conservative here in Fresno, that you have more opportunities for jobs, you have more opportunities for public support than the black progressives with social consciousness in this city. It seems that way to me, and I've been here most of my life. Reverend Harris, you might want to speak to that as well, your experience with what's happening in Fresno so far as black folks. Because he made the initial comment, and I was like, yes, saying yeah to it.
Because I'm a black conservative, and I've experienced a lot of discrimination literally because of my political views, but that's here nor there. I was really calling in just to kind of listen to see what you folks were talking about.
Well, you should come to Fresno, brother. You should come to Fresno, California.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
What state is that in?
That's in California, Fresno, California. It's in the San Joaquin Central Valley. It's hot.
Oh, okay.
It's really hot. it's summertime, of course, but we're talking average of like 102, 103.
Is California a predominantly liberal state, or 'cause that's what I thought it was?
Well, that's changing. It depends on the part of the state that you live in. I don't know how Reverend Harris feels about that. If you look at a map of California, if you're talking liberal, you're talking Bay Area and L.A. And along the coastlines, maybe.
San Francisco,
but in the Central
too, right?
Valley, San Francisco too. But in the Central Valley, it's a big red block.
So it's like Florida. When you're talking about liberal, you're talking about predominantly Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, I think Tampa, and I think Miami. But Miami, most of the Latinos there are actually Republican.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of black Republicans. And, you know, when you think about it, historically, a lot of our black parents and grandparents, I can tell I'm probably, you know, quite a bit older than you, but black people tended to be more, I want to say, conservative when it came to, like, religious issues and more liberal when it came to social issues. And it's hard to generalize, but and you know that after the Civil War, there was a sort of a philosophical flip in the political views between Republicans and Democrats. And so some people might get confused by that. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong as being a conservative. I have never been one. I've been a liberal my whole life, my whole voting life, and that's cool. But we already know that if you are issued black skin at birth, you are already going to be discriminated against. That's like the first tag. But in Fresno, if you are buddies with the right people, and you know the right people, and you happen to be a moderate or conservative, you can get a lot further along in your career. And you are going to be supporting people who may not be for your community, the black community, but you as an individual will prosper. If you get my drift.
I see what you're saying. But my question is, do you think that could apply to, like, anybody despite political affiliation? Like, if you just have the connections, I feel like if you just know the right people and you get along with them great, you can almost do a lot of things other people would have to otherwise work really hard at.
Well, let me just say this, brother, and Reverend Harris can chime in here anytime he wants. From my perspective, you are not even going to get to meet the right people if they already know what your political views are. You're not even going to, they're not going to take your phone calls. They're not going to, you know, acknowledge you at meetings. So that might be a problem. So I don't know, Reverend Harris, what do you think?
Well, I got a bad connection. My phone going in. I took a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But anyway, brother, that's just how I feel about it, because I'm the type of person, I feel that I can get along with anybody. I was raised to be respectful. I had, you know, Southern Baptist parents, you know, good Christian training and upbringing. And so I've been able to mix with, you know, a lot of different type of people and respect their political views. I'm not trying to demonize anybody. I'm just saying what my experience has been in the Central Valley of California.
Have you ever heard of Turning Point USA?
I've heard of it, but I am not familiar with the details. Tell me about it.
Turning Point USA is a political action organization. It's headed by Charlie Kirk. I don't know if you've heard of him. It's a young conservative, about 24, 25. But I'm actually a part of it, and I will say that with it, I have made a bit of connections, like you were just talking about. But the thing is, I'm going to admit to you right here and right now, is that one thing I do not like about conservatives, and one thing I do not like about the Republican Party, from what I've observed and seen, is that I do not like the idea that they do not talk to black folks whatsoever. Because, in my opinion, black folks is actually pretty much a gettable base. Because a lot of black folks hold deep conservative views, but the thing about the Republicans is, this is where I agree with the left on, is that they absolutely do not talk to black folks. They absolutely do not talk to Hispanic folks. And when you talk to them personally, because here in my, I've met somebody like Marco Rubio. I've actually met him, and I've brought this up to him before about, you know, why isn't the Republican parties don't go into predominantly black neighborhoods, and he straight up told me, you know, a lot of them feel like that's just not a gettable base, pretty much that. Well, he didn't say it like that. He's trying to say
so
that
they don't want to spend time and money. Right, they don't want to spend time and money trying to recruit black and brown people.
I'm not going to
ask you if you're a registered Republican, but I would just say this, brother. I would say that it is important that you understand that if you are conservative, you are not really helping the cause of your people, because why would you want to now? And I know that you're looking at it from probably a fiscal type of deal, but why would you want to side with people? And I'm talking about the right, not the alt-right. I'm just talking about the right. Why would you want to side with people who really don't have your best interests at heart, the way that it plays out in America? And so, you know, I have followed the career of people like Armstrong Williams and other black conservatives over the years, and it just made me kind of cringe. And some of his comments were cringeworthy. I used to watch his show to try to understand his thinking. And there have always been black people who are going to be apologists for white conservatives and the GOP, the modern GOP in this country. And so I would say, if you're cool with it, you know, I'm happy for you, but I will always be on the opposite side of the street. I will always be on the side that is going to rally with the majority of black people who are struggling. Now, there's always going to be a few. I don't know what the percentage is of black millionaires and billionaires and all that. It's always going to be a few. But the majority, even the black middle class, has been gutted.
This is my issue with black progressives in general, because you're not the first one I've heard commentary like that before from. My issue is a lot of the times the Democrats, they as equally do not, you know, put their best foot forward to help the black community, but yet blacks throw like literally 90% of their weight behind them. And my thing is, to be technical with you, neither side, progressive or conservatives,
do you think a separate black party is the way to go? Because that's not going to work either.
Necessarily, because we're not the majority yet, at least.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing is that we're not the majority, but if we were to partner with brown folks and Asian folks, you know, globally, white people are the minority globally.
I
don't know if you – okay. So have you read the work of Frances Cress Welsing? Because she talks about –
Yes, a long time ago.
The sister breaks it down.
I'm a black conservative who's actually informed. I actually look at both sides.
Okay,
I'm
happy. Well, I'm gonna wrap up this portion so I can move on to the next thing that we're talking about. And I just say this, if conservatism works for you, I'm happy for you. I just know that it does not work for the majority of black people in this country. And if all of us are not free, then none of us are free.
Well, would you be shocked to learn that I'm not going to say the majority of black people in Florida. I'm not going to say the majority of black people in Florida, but there's a big, big portion of black conservatives here in Florida.
Well,
I'm talking about Trump supporting black conservatives.
No, I'm
there's a
and
big
I'm happy
portion
for
of
them
here.
And brother, I'm just going to say this, and then I'm going to move on to my next subject. Have you seen the movie Django?
Yes.
There are always going to be house Negroes, always, that are looking out for their own. No, let me finish.
You can't call everybody that disagree with you a house Negro.
Hold on. I'm just making a point, and I'm saying that I'm not saying everybody. If the shoe doesn't fit for you, then don't put your foot in it. I'm saying that there's always going to be black individuals that are more concerned about their individual well-being than they are for the greater black community. So with that, I'm going to thank you for your call, and we're going to move on to our next subject.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. So I do believe that that's a conservative brother. I think he's probably trying to call, turn some of y'all out there. But you know what? If he's cool with his conservatism, I'm happy for him. But that is not the narrative of most of the black folks in this country. And so I'm going to move on to my next subject. That it came to my attention yesterday. I was at a meeting with the local Democratic Central Committee, and there was a report that was being done on the new animal shelter that's being built here in Fresno County. Now, Board of Supervisors talked about this. They were, you know, voting on this. It hadn't been decided yet. But they had picked out a new site for the animal shelter in North Fresno. Well, according to my sources, the residents in that neighborhood protested to the Board of Supervisors and put up quite a stink. They cited the fact that there was going to be increased traffic, a lot of noise from the traffic barking of the animals, and they wanted to move this proposed site for this new animal shelter to West Fresno. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? They don't want the animal shelter in their area, and they want to dump it. They want to dump it in West Fresno. Now, I have to say, as the chair of the West Fresno Democratic Club, I will be talking about this at our general meeting on August 17th. And we are going to have a discussion with Fresno County Board of Supervisors about this particular thing. And for those of you who are not familiar with Fresno, California, Southwest Fresno is an area of the city that has been overly industrialized. They had the city dumped there for a very, very long time. They had several rendering plants when I was a young girl. Now they're down to just one big one, and it's still a problem. And, you know, and you have things like this. Now, there were several years ago, there was a movement to expand the city dump in Southwest Fresno. And because West Fresnans had gone through this before, there was a hue and cry, and the community came together and unified and made such a protest that they had to stop that at 86th and move that expansion, that dump expansion, someplace else. So now we have the same thing coming with this animal shelter. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that anything is wrong with the animal shelter. In fact, the animal shelter that we have right now at SPCA is at 103 South Hughes in Southwest Fresno. So I just say that this needs to be spread out through the city. and that the Board of Supervisors needs to reconsider, and that they need to do a polling of the residents that live in Southwest Fresno before they decide that they are going to put an animal shelter, another one, or an expanded one in this part of the city. Because Southwest Fresno's have now gotten wise to the fact that we are the city dumping ground. And I think that some of us are going to have a problem with that. So I want to give you all the call-in number just in case you want to call in and talk about anything that we have discussed tonight, whether it be Terry Sladek, the animal shelter, or white nationalism versus black nationalism. The call-in number is 563-999-3490. And while I welcome all phone calls, if you're a black conservative, please give me a break. This is a progressive liberal show, but I'd be happy, more than happy, to discuss with you the pros and cons of liberalism versus conservatism. And, you know, for those young folks who are listening, I hope we have a few, we are at the tipping point in this country, folks, and we are at the point now where sad to say, we're going to have to pick a side. You know, we're going to have to pick a side and decide what it is that is important to us, what democracy looks like, and how we're going to make it work. And for those of you who are not registered to vote, I will urge you to register. Fresno County has just enacted the Voters' Choice Act, which means that we are going to be getting a new voting system, which includes 50 new location sites for voting centers. Southwest Fresno is supposed to get two of those centers and a drop box for people who want to drop off their ballots. So there's going to be several ways that you can vote. Everybody, and I do mean everybody, is going to get a mail-in ballot. And you will not have to pay postage on that mail-in ballot. You can mark your ballot and put it in the mail free of charge. Okay, that's on the county's dime. Or if you've moved and, you know, you want to go to a voting center, they'll be able to mark up a ballot for you right there on site. Same-day registration, I understand. And you can go ahead and vote at one of those voting centers throughout Fresno County. There are going to be 50 locations. In addition to that, you'll have 11 days to vote. You'll have 11 days to vote, and at least four of those days will be during a weekend. For those of you who work different hours and not the regular 9 to 5 or 8 to 5. So you'll have a chance to vote and make your voices heard, because it is crucial now, crucial, that we let elected officials know that they work for us. We don't work for them. And there needs to be, I think, a way for progressive liberal voices to be heard in Fresno, California. Now, I am all for, you know, reaching out and reaching across people at a table. And I have to say, I'm with Reverend Harris on the fact that black leaders in this city need to make their voices heard, but make it heard in such a way that you are partnering with other black leaders. We don't all have to have the same agenda. We don't all have to have the same viewpoints. But since we are all black, we are all in the same boat. And it should not be, well, I got mine, I hope you can get yours, because you all know Fresno does not work like that. So along with Reverend Harris, I'm putting out a clarion call for all the black pastors, all the black women's groups, all the BSUs, black student unions, at high school and in at colleges here, Fresno State, Fresno Pacific, Fresno City. This thing that's going on with Bullard affects every person of color in this city. And once again, black people are the canary in the coal mine when it comes to these issues. So I urge the black community to stand with the recall effort of Terry Sladek. And remember, y'all, that there are people who gave hundreds of thousands of dollars, to Sladek to help get him elected, okay? Because I'm going to tell you, in Fresno, you want to get elected, you better be talking to somebody with deep pockets. And I would urge all of you to get politically involved and look at the donor list of these people who are running for office, no matter who it is, whether it be Jerry Dyer, the current police chief who wants to be your mayor, or Terry Sladek. You can look at who donated to him prior. I do believe that probably it was some developers and maybe some union groups. But if you follow the money, folks, always, always, always follow the money in politics. And I just wanted to point out one more thing before we run out of time. I wanted to point out the fact that last night, Esmeralda Soria, who is the city council person for Area 1, which is the area that I live in. My mom still lives in Southwest Fresno, and I work in Southwest Fresno. So Esmeralda Soria is now challenging Jim Costa for his congressional seat. I have no problem with that. What I find interesting is the fact that Gavin Newsom has recently appointed her to his task force on homelessness. And Esmeralda Soria, along with all the elected officials that were invited to the Poor People's Campaign earlier this year, was a no-show. So I just find it ironic that she is on this task force for homeless people, this homelessness task force, when she could not be bothered to come to the Poor People's Campaign and hear the testimony of homeless people and people who are struggling financially. And the same could be said of Miguel Arias, who is District 3 city council person. He did not show at the Poor People's Campaign either. And I'm not endorsing one way or another, but I will say this, that Miguel has a 700-bed plan for homelessness that is to be implemented over the next year. So he does at least have a working plan that he's doing. But I don't know, folks. You tell me. I just find it interesting. I just ask the question to make the observations. I'm not trying to sway people one way or another. Because one thing for sure in Fresno, people of color are going to have to work together. And that means black and brown people are going to have to come together. So I see that I've only got a couple more minutes left of this show. And I would encourage all of you to get involved in politics here locally. Because why? Because everything is political. And I invite all of you, to attend the next general meeting of the West Fresno Democratic Club. It will be held on August 17th. It's always on the third Saturday of every month at 1033 U Street, the Democratic headquarters downtown. We provide a continental breakfast, coffee, juice, muffins, croissants, that type of thing. And, you know, we have a very good group of people who are dedicated to improving the life quality in Southwest Fresno. So our meeting runs from 9 to 11, and this month we have some very good speakers. We're going to have Miguel Arias, who's going to be coming back to talk about his 700-bed plan. And we're also going to have two mayoral candidates, Elliot Balch and Andrew Janz. And I guess the two of them are kind of doing a tour of the Democratic clubs, because I understand that they're also going to be speaking at another club in the next week or so. But West Fresno Democratic Club will have the both of them on the 17th, along with Miguel Arias. So I hope Miguel can make it. I know he was running kind of late for the last time we had him, but this is too important for us not to hear his 700-bed plan. So this is looking forward to seeing all of you on the 17th. If you can, please join the West Fresno Democratic Club. We're having a year-long membership drive. It is $15 a year to let your voice be heard in the community and work for the greater good of black and brown people in Southwest Fresno. So I want to thank all of you and our listening audience tonight. I want to apologize for the technical difficulty. Reverend Harris worked so hard to set the show up for us. So I just want to say, to thank him and thank him for his continued leadership in the black community. And to all of you who are listening, no matter what your skin color is, and you'll understand when I say this, I want you to stay black till we get back. You have a good evening.